The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 717.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the show. You are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to grow your business quickly by training your brain and feeling good. I am your host. My name is Dana Wild. If you want to be part of the Brain Training Sandbox, if you want to feel good, if you want to build your business every day the feel-good way, then check out Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs daily newsletter. It's free, which is my favorite price. You can find it over at danawild.com/mantra. danawild.com/mantra. So today we're going to talk about a shortcut for changing limiting beliefs and changing the results that you don't like. I think you're going to like this shortcut, actually. I had a little epiphany the other day, and so I'm going to try to explain this in like the order that it came up for me, and let's see if we can unravel this together. Because I was talking about expectation with my Train Your Brain You peeps. So I was talking about expectation, the power of expectation, juicing up your expectation, all of these things. And something occurred to me since that conversation. You've probably heard me even say on the show, I've put forth this premise many times, that there's a difference between successful people and those who aren't successful yet. And it's not how much they work, and it's not all the tech stuff, and it's not how charismatic they are or fancy or any of that stuff. Really, the only difference between people who are successful and those who aren't there is expectation of success. The people who are at the top of their industries, they already have that feeling of expectation. And many of them were born with it. So when you ask them, like, how did you get successful? They'll tell you something like, pass out a business card to everybody you know. Like, they don't know to say, well, I think different thoughts than most people. I have a higher level of expectation. Like, who knows that? You know, they just don't analyze that. But that is the difference. That's the common denominator with people who are successful. They have an expectation for success. They have to have had an expectation for success or they wouldn't be successful. And so how do you tap into that? How do you tap into it for yourself where you can start to have your outside picture and inside picture match in a better way? How can you have an inside picture that has a higher level of expectation? How can you have an inside picture that trains your brain to get a better result? So the realization I had, and I'm going to tell you the realization, and then we're going to backtrack and talk about it. The realization I had is what expectation really is expectation is really who you think you are. Who you think you are in the world. So some people might call it integrity, but I think it's bigger because it encompasses both positive ideas you have about yourself and negative ideas you have about yourself, because we can have negative expectation about ourselves too, right? So I want to give you an example. I was working the other day and I had a really big project on the docket. I had promised some material and it had to be done by a certain deadline, and the deadline was really short and it was a lot of stuff that had to be done. So I align my energy, as I've told you how to do many times on this show before. You know, we're brain trainers, right? So we know how to get fired up and sit down and put my head down and get it done. Because I knew, like, okay, I'm going to get this done. So boom, boom, boom. I sat down, head down, one day, got it done. And I was working on it all day. But while I was working on it, there was a whole lot of other stuff that wasn't getting done. And the stuff that wasn't getting done was stuff without deadlines, but it was still stuff nonetheless. So I looked at the list of stuff that wasn't getting done, and I didn't really worry about it because I know something about myself. And I, what I know about myself is I get done what needs to get done in a timely manner. I know that. All my life I've been like that. You can count on me. I'm the eldest daughter, dutiful daughter. If you need something done by a certain date, I'm your gal because I'm going to be responsible and get it done in a timely manner. And so what I realized in that moment, because I was thinking like, you know, I'm getting this one deadline done. All this stuff isn't getting done, but I know I'm going to get it done, is I realized this is how I see myself. I clearly know this about myself and see myself like this, that I'm somebody who will meet a deadline. And so when we're talking about the topic of expectation, what we're really saying is, how do you see yourself? Who do you think you are? Because that's your expectation. Now, most mindset gurus will have you look for your list of limiting beliefs and go and try to change those beliefs. And obviously, I understand there's value in that. I know that. I've taught that myself, so I'm not dogging that. Those kinds of shifts can be impactful too. But what I'd like to suggest here is that there's an easier road to change that might be right in front of you. And that is, the easier road might be just to change how we see ourselves. So let me give you a few different examples. Let's tap into this a few different ways. If I said to you, have you ever forgotten to pick your kids up from school? Or whatever that equivalent is to you in your life, you might reply, oh my gosh, no, no, absolutely not. Like, that's not who I am. And some of you might not respond that way, and that's okay too. Like, you know who you are. If I said, are you a carb hound? Do you just love bread? And you might say, oh no, I don't love bread, but boy, I'll eat pasta every time. Or yes, I'm a carb hound. This is how you see yourself. So these aren't truths. These are things that you think about yourself. You know yourself to be somebody who would always pick your kids up from school. You know yourself to be somebody who loves bread, right? So how many of these things do we decide about ourselves and we never question them? Do you like chocolate? Do you like to exercise? Are you fashionable? Are you driven? Are you not driven? More and more and more and more. And so how do you see yourself in your business? Do you see yourself as $1 million business owner, a six-figure business owner, a wannabe six-figure business owner, or someone who can't figure it out? Because these stories that we tell ourselves, these expectations that we have of ourselves, expectation is nothing more than what we decide to see ourselves as. So what if making any shift, and I mean any, was as simple as just deciding to see yourself in a different way, and then just to start saying those words. And this is where those I am affirmation mantra phrases can really come in handy. Because remember, your unconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's imagined. It doesn't know it all. So you don't have to believe. Let's say you're the somebody who's like, yeah, actually, I have forgotten to pick my kids up a couple of times. You could just start saying, I'm a responsible parent. I'm a responsible parent. I'm a responsible parent. And the key with I am statements is just to not argue, or you can even laugh at them a little bit. You know, you don't even have to believe them, but you just have to not argue with them and just let your unconscious mind do the rest. People can count on me. I'm a healthy person. I'm an active person. I'm a successful business owner. All of those I am statements. All of those I am statements, that serves us here. So I leave you with this. I want you to think about this, and I want you to play with this. What if expectation and building your expectation to the next level was as simple as deciding how to see yourself? Because guess what? You decided to see yourself the way you see yourself now. You made a decision at some point, I'm not good at art. You made a decision at some point, I have no musical talent. You made a decision at some point that I'm not driven, or I am driven, or I'm a workaholic, or I'm a chocohound, or whatever your thing is that you've gravitated to and grabbed onto. What if you could change it as easily as just deciding and as easily as just saying the different phrase? because that's how you got here to begin with, saying that phrase over and over and over again. So let's play with it. That's what I'm saying. I figure, here's the deal. If anybody's going to be good at this, it's going to be you. You know why? Because you're good at this. You're a brain trainer. You get this. You know the feel good. You know how to play. You know how to have fun with this. And so I think you're going to rock it. That's all I'm saying. I think you're going to totally rock it. And I can't wait to hear from you. Write in at happy@danawild.com and tell us your experience with this, because I know you are a rock star and I can't wait to hear how it goes.